Welcome to the In Touch podcast with Charles Stanley for Tuesday, June 4th. We are designed to be loved by God and to love Him in return. Today's podcast continues Dr. Stanley's Life Principle series to show believers how to develop intimacy with God.
I want you to turn, if you will, to the 63rd Psalm. Because if there's anyone in the Old Testament who certainly had an intimate relationship with God, it was David. Was he perfect? No, he was not. He was a sinner just like all of us have sinned against him. And so what I want you to see is, here is the expression of a man's heart. Here is evidence of a man's intimate relationship with the Father. And so beginning in this 63rd chapter of the Psalms, I want to begin in verse 1, which says, O God, You are my God. I shall seek You earnestly. My soul thirsts for You. My flesh yearns for You. In a dry and weary land where there is no water. Thus I've seen You in the sanctuary, to see Your power and Your glory, because Your loving kindness is better than life. My lips will praise You. So I will bless You as long as I live, and I will lift up my hands in Your name. My soul is satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips. When I remember You on my bed, I meditate on You in the night watches. For You have been my help, and in the shadow of Your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to You. Your right hand upholds me. Here is the expression of a man's heart that's not satisfied with things, with places, with prominence and prestige and all the rest. Here is a man whose soul hungers after God. Could you say that you hunger after Him? Could you say that the most important thing in your life is your relationship to Him? Could you say that you want Him more than you want any other thing or person or any opportunity? What's first and foremost? Is it an intimate relationship with Him? So what does this look like? Well, the first one is, it's a relationship of spiritual intimacy. That is, it reaches deeper than physical intimacy. And because you and I have the Holy Spirit living within us, we have the privilege and the power to relate to the Spirit of God. When you became a believer, the Spirit of God came into your life to do what? To enable you, to equip you, to empower you, to give you direction and guidance for your life and all the things that we need. And so we have the Holy Spirit. And when you and I submit to the Spirit of the living God within us, we can begin to develop a relationship with Him, because it's our spirit and His spirit. Nothing to do with things. It isn't asking God for things. It's developing that relationship. So it all begins with a personal relationship. Then when we talk about that, we talk about this idea of a personal relationship. What's that about? It's about being open and honest and free. So we're not hiding anything. We're just being who we are. Because you see, you can't have an intimate relationship with somebody you're holding secrets from them. And when you think about how people live oftentimes and live a lifestyle that is not a lifestyle of openness and honesty and transparency, how can you have a relationship with somebody who's keeping secrets and keeping things from you? Well, you can't, because we go back to the whole issue of trust. What's going on? So think about this. There's got to be a personal part to all of this, spiritual part to all this, openness, honesty, love, and trust for there to be genuine transparency and genuine openness and genuine intimacy. So that leads me to the next issue, and that is, it's got to be a two-way relationship. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully. Probably, if I said to you, well, do you pray? Yes. Well, let me ask you this. When you pray, what do you pray for primarily? More than likely, you're going to say for my needs, naturally. Oh, I pray for my friends or people who are sick or whatever. Well, when you pray, how long do you pray? What do you pray about? And then, how long after you finish talking do you listen? You see, you cannot have an intimate relationship if you do all the talking. Because you have demonstrated that you are not, listen to this, You're not interested in what they have to say. You're only interested in what you have to say. Now, I know what you're thinking. You say, well, now, wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me that when I pray, I should expect God to speak back to me? Yes. For the simple reason, He created us and revealed Himself to us through His Son, Jesus Christ, in order to develop this intimate relationship with us. You could never have intimacy with somebody if you don't listen to them. How do you discover their hurts, their pain, their needs, their desires? How do you discover what's going on in their life if you don't listen to them? And as we've seen many, many times before among children and teenagers, what is it they want above everything else with their parents? Here's what they'll say, I want them to listen to me. Everybody wants to be listened to. So let me ask you this. The last time you prayed, did you stop and say, Lord, now that's my feeling. Now I want to hear what you've got to say. Oh, you say, well, you know, God doesn't speak to me. Oh, yes, He does. His Spirit speaks to your spirit, but you've got to be willing to listen, to give Him time to speak. If you say your prayer or pray to Him and get up off your knees, more than likely, if this is the kind of praying you're doing, you're not on your knees anyway. But if you just pray and the last thing you know, you go to sleep, you didn't hear from God. You just voiced your feelings. Remember this. He created us for the primary purpose of developing a personal, intimate relationship with us, because we are the only part of His creation with whom He can have a relationship. And He said, let us create man in our own image. Listen, which was the highest honor that He could possibly give us, to be created in His image and to have His Spirit living within us, so that our spirit can connect with His Spirit. And we sense this oneness, this closeness, this intimacy, this indescribable relationship. But you've got to be willing to listen. Somebody says, well, I don't think God's ever spoken to me. Yes, He has. Well, you don't know whether He has or not. Yes, I do. How do I know that? Because I know who He is. And He does speak. And He speaks in different ways. If you're going to have an intimate relationship, you've got to figure out, how does He think? How does He act? How does He work? So we have the Word of God, a big part of that, to help us understand who He is. And the truth is, this is the most important thing you own. This is the truth about God. And God has given us His Word in order to do what? To give us understanding, so that when we read His Word and we begin to search His Word and begin to understand the way He thinks and the way He works in a person's life. Intimacy means I must be willing to listen to Him. What does He want to say? Which brings me to the last one, and that is time. Listen, a relationship where time and effort are given to know God. Now, when people say, for example, you know, I would read the Bible, but you know, I'm just so busy I don't have time. Or, I know I should spend more time in prayer, but I just don't have time. I don't have time, I don't have time, I don't have time. Think about what you're saying. You're saying to the God of this universe, the Creator, you're saying to the Sovereign of this universe, our Sustainer, you're saying to this God who is our Judge, you don't have time for Him, who is the source of every single thing you have, who desires an intimate relationship with Him. It takes time, which means, of course, it doesn't happen overnight. I was fortunate enough growing up to have gone to see my granddad when I was about 17. You heard me talk about that. Walked away with wealthy on the inside, not realizing how wealthy I was of what I heard him say. But I remember one of the most impressive things I heard was God spoke to him, and he listened to God, and he began to tell me the things that God had done in his life. And when I walked away, my question was, God, if you spoke to him that way, would you speak to me? If you would work in his life that way, how would you work in my life? I want to hear you, God. I want you to show me the truth. Now, did it happen overnight? No, it did not. But I got in the Word and I began to read and I began to ask God, Lord, speak to my heart. Show me, help me to understand your voice when it's you and not me. Give me understanding, Lord. And so that's been a long time ago, but I can tell you this. The most powerful, awesome thing in my life today, second to nothing, is getting on my face before Him and talking to Him and listening and sensing His Spirit and my spirit being in oneness with each other. And knowing that no matter what I ask, I'm not going to be disappointed. No matter what I ask, He's not going to get upset. No matter what I ask, God is more than sufficient and adequate to meet this hunger within me that He's placed there. He has placed within all of our hearts a hunger. The problem is that when a person doesn't understand what's going on, they think if I had this and her and him and that, I'd be satisfied. Only God can satisfy the human life. And you know, I could say that 10,000 times and people would hear it and walk right away trying to fulfill this place for intimacy with something else. It doesn't work. It takes time. So you say, well, I'm already 50 years old. Get started. Get started. Let me ask you this. What's more important than your personal relationship with Him? And think about this. All of us have certain people we like to talk to, right? There's certain people you like to talk to and certain people you like to listen to. Think about this. We have the privilege of listening to Holy God. He makes it very clear. He will show you the truth about Himself. He will show you the truth about Himself through His Word, but He will also show you the truth about Himself in life. Develop a listening heart, a listening spirit. And the reason people make wrong decisions is because they don't listen to Him. One thing you can bet for sure, He will never mislead you. You know why I know that? Because He is a God of purity, righteousness, and truthfulness. He cannot deceive. He cannot mislead. He cannot do anything that would be a contradiction to who He is. This very God is living on the inside of you in the person of the Holy Spirit. He's there. Why? Because it is His Spirit that speaks to our spirit. It is His life connecting to our life. You say, well, but I'm not worthy of all that. The next time you feel that way, you just remember this, that the cross is God's one and final testimony to His awesome, unconditional love for you, no matter what. He does care about you. And He wants to work in your life His awesome grace and love and mercy. Now, those are the characteristics of a genuine intimate relationship. So somebody says, well, okay, so once I have that relationship, what can I feel? Well, let me give you some words. First of all, stability. When a person has an intimate relationship with the Lord, it's like that there is an anchor that's there. That no matter what wind blows against you, it's going to be okay because you know God is there in you and with you. There is this sense of security within you. It takes away the fears because He's not up yonder. He's inside and you have this intimate relationship with Him. So there's security, there's stability, there's serenity. And that is this quietness in your spirit that no matter what's going on, there is this sense of quietness and peace and contentment because you're talking to Him, you're listening to Him, you have built that relationship. There is also a sensitivity. Now watch this. There's not only a sensitivity to the Lord, but there is a sensitivity. Listen, when you have an intimate relationship with Him, you have who He is on the inside of you. You'll find yourself very sensitive to other people. I don't mean their criticism necessarily. You might have a little bit of that, but you'll be sensitive to their needs, their hurts, their personhood. There'll be something, in other words, God, listen, because God is in you, He's relating to other people through His Spirit. He's relating through your spirit to the other person. Because the Spirit of God witnesses to their human spirit that their need, their emotional, spiritual need, witnesses to that. And all they can do is give us credit when what they don't realize is that God is working in their life. So when you think about how all this develops, and I think about that spiritual sensitivity and spiritual understanding. In other words, one of the things that you, when you start developing this intimacy, you're going to start understanding the Word of God in ways that you've never understood it before. Why? Because God wants you to understand. The Bible is not a mystery book. It's not a book of philosophy. It is a book of truth that explains the attitude in the heart of Almighty God so that we can, listen, because you see, we said in the very beginning, He created us to have a relationship with Him, which required of Him to reveal Himself to us through His Word primarily and through our spirit and to bring us into this intimate relationship with Him. Now, there are three barriers. So you might want to jot these down. There are three barriers. And here's the first one. It is pride. We don't pray because I can handle it. We don't ask Him, I'll work it out. It's pride. The reason people don't get on their knees, except their physical things sometimes, is pride. The second thing is rebellion. Sin. As long as there's sin in their life, there's no intimacy with God. When people say, well, I pray, but nothing happens. I pray, but God isn't answering me. I pray, and then you need to look at yourself and ask yourself the question, God isn't the problem, you're the problem. And then the last one, it's real simple. If it's pride, if it's rebellion, and then if you're in a hurry. If you're in a hurry, you won't develop an intimate relationship with God. It takes time. Time to read His Word and meditate upon it. Think about it. Ask questions. God, what are you saying to me? Lord, how does this apply to my life? Is this a warning? Is this something that I need to look at in my life? Oh, Lord, thank you for this wonderful promise. Time to read. Time to talk to Him. Time to listen to Him. Cannot tell you how very important that is. And you see, here's what will happen. The more you listen, the more you're going to hear. And the more you hear, the more excited you're going to be. And the more excited you're going to be, the more time you want to give to listen to Him. So with that in mind, would you say that you have an intimate relationship with God? Think about this. All of us, one of these days, no matter where we are and whatever our age, our heart's going to beat for the last time. And we're going to meet the Father. Is He going to be a stranger to you? Or do you want to have the kind of intimate relationship while you're here in this life, whereby your life can impact the people around you? Not because of what you're doing, but because of what He, living within you, is able to do through you. And that is my prayer for you. Don't be satisfied with less in your relationship to Him than intimacy, which is the will and purpose and plan of God for you. And Father, how grateful we are when we think about You, perfect, holy, awesome God, having a personal, intimate relationship with sinners like us. But because the blood of Your Son has washed us clean and sanctified us unto Yourself, You're willing to do it. And I pray for every person who hears this message, create within them this awesome, holy dissatisfaction with where they are and a hunger to know You in a deeper way than ever before, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to part two of Our Intimacy with God. If you'd like to know more about Charles Stanley or In Touch Ministries, stop by intouch.org. This podcast is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.